Reaction in Europe to President Bush's speech at the UN has been mostly positive. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair long has agreed with the Bush administration about Iraq. And while the other Security Council members appear to be rallying around U.S. plans to disarm Iraq, the idea of forcing Saddam Hussein out of power remains taboo to some. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
President Bush's speech pleased the French. His very presence in New York was seen as an acceptance of what the French media call the Chirac plan, after an idea the French president has been pushing recently. That plan is to get the Security Council to quickly warn Iraq a final time it must allow weapons inspectors to return, and only then consider military action. That way, the UN and especially the Security Council, where France has a permanent seat, won't be undermined. So Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin welcomed Mr. Bush's speech.
C'est l'objectif de la France, marquer notre détermination, agir.
It was France's objective to act, but act collectively, he said. On the international scene, only collective action can be effective. Unilateral action could create suspicion and doubt in a sensitive region. The French press at times portrays Bush as an unthinking international cowboy, but today reaction was largely positive. Patrick Sabatier is an editor at the left-leaning daily Libération.
Now there is the idea, even if it's only a fig leaf, that one needs the legitimacy of approval by the international community to use force.
To get a motion through the Security Council, the U.S. needs approval from Britain and Russia as well. London's approval is seen as a foregone conclusion, although there will be a debate in Parliament later this month. In Russia, the press speculates Moscow may turn a blind eye to a strike against Iraq in exchange for American silence on a future Russian use of force against a sovereign country, Georgia. Yesterday, President Vladimir Putin sent a letter to leaders at the UN meeting to say he too had a problem, Chechen rebels hiding in Georgia to launch attacks against Russian troops in neighboring Chechnya. Another problem for Washington is the potential financial loss to Russian firms now dealing with Baghdad. A high-level U.S. delegation was sent to Moscow this week to discuss compensation. Countries with no say at the Security Council have differing views. Italy and Spain offered support for a U.S. strike this week. Germany is against one. Christian Sterzing is the international relations spokesman for the German Green Party. He says one of the problems Germany has with a strike on Iraq is the U.S. target is not just weapons of mass destruction, but Saddam Hussein himself.
Of course, we would like to have different government in Iraq as well, but I think it's against international law just to make a military intervention to change a government, even if it's a regime like that of Saddam Hussein.
If Germany can't weigh in on decisions about a strike on Iraq at the Security Council, the issue is certainly weighing on German parliamentary elections later this month. Incumbent Chancellor Gerhard Schröder has made unconditional opposition to a strike a central part of his platform. And polls suggest that every time President Bush rattles his saber, Schröder has a better chance of winning. Overall, across Europe, people would like a strike to get a UN green light. François Eisbourg is the head of the Strategic Research Foundation in Paris.
And you see this very strongly in the opinion polls. 90% of Europeans are hostile to operations in Iraq if they're undertaken by the U.S. without U.N. sanction. More than 60% of the Europeans would approve such an operation if it had U.N. sanction.
Commentators here point out that President Bush was wise in his speech not to provide exact language for a new UN resolution. That gives both him and Europeans wanting to support him more wiggle room. Nobody is gung-ho in Europe, except for Britain's Tony Blair. The important thing here is to give any military move the UN stamp of approval, and Europeans the impression they've had a say. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.